Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And to talk about the Capitals, Nick Dowd, center, trying to work his way back from injury, brought to you by Main Street Bank. It's your local bank local. Put our team in your office. Dowder, you're working your way back, getting healthier all the time, hopefully. How is rehab going?
Yeah, it's good, man. Thanks for asking. Yeah, it's always a bit of a grind. For anybody that's out, you're trying to it's always a toss up, right? Like, we got great people that we work with internally with our staff, and you know, it's every injury's different, and our staff, you know, Jason Service and Steve Rummel and Murphy Otua, like they great dudes. And it's got to be a tough job for them, man, managing 25 different guys with different ailments and this and that, and they do a good job. But yeah, we're moving in the right direction, slowly, a little bit slower than I'd like, but slowly but surely.
Well, that first sound you made is what I think of when I think of rehab, right? When Grant's like, how's rehab? And you're like, ugh, you know, and then you describe it. It's such a grind, man, because you didn't get into your sport to rehab. You know, you got into play, right. And it's how frustrating is it? How painstaking is it? Walk us through it.
Yeah. That's actually really well said. Yeah, we all you know, play this great game. We play hockey that we all train as kids because we want to play. Not, you don't ever think of it as like, oh, I signed up to play in the NHL to rehab every day, and it's part of the job, right? I mean, that's the thing. Like, we talked about Nicky and Tom, and you know, you could even throw Connor Brown and Carl Hagelin and. You know, it's like guys like that are on, you know, that currently are and were on like long-term IR, you know, their job, you know, is to be a hockey player. But at that point in time, it's, you know, it's like their job is to get back as quickly as possible because our team needs them to be healthy to play. And I think, you know, the beginning of the process is always challenging because you're sitting there and you're looking at this like, how did I get injured? How did this stupid, you know, thing happen? And you're kind of looking at, like, immediately every hockey player and probably fan too, right? Like, it's like, oh, this guy with a lower body injury. And then, you know, the player's like, okay, like, all right, I've done this once in my career. It took me 12 days. I did this, blah, blah, blah. You're crunching all the numbers in your head. You're trying to figure out, you know, your first question. You're sitting on the table, you know, the doctor, you're like, hey, doctor, how long am I going to be out for? It's like, well, you know, everything's different, right? And you know, guys progress differently. And fans probably think the same thing, right? They're like, I wonder how this guy's going to go. Oh, it's a groin. Oh, he'll be out for, you know, 10 days. And so that's kind of where your brain goes to first. And then you kind of start thinking, all right, well, you get into the mountain of work that you have to do to get back. At times I think it'd be a little overwhelming. I think you just got to find solitude and that, you know, you work hard every day and you're surrounded by good people that you're going to be headed in the right direction. So that's at least my train of thought.
Nick Dowd on Grant and Danny. So aside from just working out and being in shape and all the stuff that you guys do that I wouldn't want to do, what would be the worst part of the treatment you get on your body for a guy like me? Would it be dry needling? Would it be the cupping thing you guys do? Like, what would the thing that would be worst for just Johnny come lately to go do for a day?
Yeah. I think I try and relate this with my wife because she loves to give me this, like, oh, you were at the rink today and you got like a massage, or you went into the chiropractor and you got worked on. I'm like, honey, I totally understand how it sounds when I tell you I got a massage today, but I would love if you, and you know, because I get it. She might be at home grinding with the two kids and it's like, oh, I had a massage today. It's like, hey, I totally understand that if, you know, we're at a resort or something and we're getting a nice massage and I fall asleep. But I was like, these are not massages that you want to take part in. I was like, I highly doubt that you would want to be on the table getting worked on by one of our guys, you know, trying to get through an injury. Like, it's not fun. So I'd probably say the worst thing, like, right out of the gate is probably dry needling, just because, man, like you find a guy that can do it well, and it's like he hits a couple spots, and you know your muscles jump like out of their skin, and then they take a while to relax, and you're sore as shit, and then you know like you do feel so much better the next day. I mean, there's just things, some things that people can't get out with their hands that these needles can, but initially, man, you're like, holy moly, this is tough. So,
Nick, give me your assessment of last night against that Colorado club. I actually thought you guys played well. I you know, sometimes a goaltender does annoying things, like save shots that should probably be goals. I counted probably 7, 8, 9 probably would-be goals on maybe any given night. I thought you guys played well last night. Give me your thoughts.
Yeah, man, I thought so, too. I mean, game three of a road trip, a tough road trip. I mean, you go into Phoenix, you fly into Phoenix the day after you play a back-to-back versus a good Minnesota team. And we actually played really well against Minnesota, and we lost that game. So now you're kind of bitter about that. You fly into Phoenix, you play a great game in Phoenix, beat them 4-0. Guys play well. And then, you know, we go to Vegas, play a really good team in Vegas. You know, and then you kind of move on to Colorado, and Colorado's a really good team as well. And then, you know, you lose TJ Oshie, which is tough. You lose, Nicky Backstrom. And, you know, then you lose, you know, Tom Wilson, halfway through the game. I thought the boys played really well. I thought Kems played really well. We outshot them. And then, you know, there was a couple, I watched some highlights this morning. Gussie had a minute 20 left coming down the slot, makes a great play, takes a pass from Stromer, creates a little space for himself, and, you know, has a wide open net essentially. And the goalie, you know, makes a great save, hits him in the face. So it's like, I mean, totally different story if that goes in the net. You're tied 3-3 on the road versus a really good team. So, yeah, again, I mean, I thought we played really well.
Doubter, do you hate – we can end the convo here, but do you hate the Penguins as much as fans do within this rivalry, or are they just kind of another team to you?
I'd say hate's a strong word. I would say I love the rivalry that comes with Caps-Pittsburgh. Because it's a deep one, you know, that was created a while ago with, you know, some players, some high-level players on both teams. And I think, you know, the fans love it. It's always a jammed arena. Those rivalries come, like people quite understand, but, you know, like those rivalries come from playoff matchups, right? And that's kind of what has happened in the past. I mean, Pittsburgh for so long, came out on top versus Washington. The year Washington won the Cup, they happened to beat Pittsburgh, you know, back and forth. And then you play each other during the regular season, and that rivalry continues itself. And I think the biggest thing, too, is that the turnover on both teams has kind of been, you know, like a little limited, right? Like, I mean, Pittsburgh still has a lot of the same players. Washington still has a lot of the same players. And so I think that's where you get that rivalry from. But, yeah, hate is the wrong word. I would just say that I love, you know, there's some games that you kind of, you know, look at on the calendar, like, oh, this is Saturday night versus Pittsburgh. This is going to be a damn good game. So I think that's kind of where my head's at.
Let's just beat them by four. Let's just agree to beat them.
Let's just do that.
I want to win. Yeah. Let's just do that. We should have started out with that. Let's just win by four.
We like that. That would be fun.
Doubter, always a pleasure, my friend. Keep getting better, buddy. Talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks, fellas.
Nick Dowd brought to you by Main Street Bank. It's your local bank. Local, put our team in your office.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.